Welcome to Chasing Clarity, a conversational podcast about ocean imagery and the artists that create it.
I was snorkeling with a friend there and I basically started shooting because I thought, well, I'm done. You know, like, if someone finds my camera, at least they'll work out what happened. Because I thought I was gone.
My name is Odell Harris, and in today's episode of Chasing Clarity, I talked to Jace Hickson. Jace just happened to be on the Gold Coast for the first Water Rats Ocean Photography Club meetup. We sit in the open air overlooking one of my favourite surf breaks, and after being in the water, we had a little chat. Sit back, relax, and I hope you get something from it.
Okay, so this is Jason Hickson. I'm from Adelaide. Not originally, but I lived in Adelaide for about 15 years now. I've been taking photographs for 10 or 15 years maybe, but more recently water photography, and at the moment I'm using the iPhone 8 Plus with the Axis Go dome.
Welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Good, fantastic. Fantastic morning to be here and meet all you guys who I've followed from afar for so long.
Yeah, you're from Adelaide and you've come up to Goldie. What to get some clarity? You're hunting clarity, or what are you doing up here, man?
In the literal sense, hunting clarity, and also metaphorically, needed a break badly. Love the photos from you guys that I follow, or from the Gold Coast, so I thought, what better place to come back? I've lived on the Gold Coast before, and it seemed like a good idea at the time to come up here and, you know, shoot in the water and relax and get some Gold Coast sunshine and meet some of you guys.
What do you like about water photography?
For me, especially the last few years, it's kind of like, I guess more than a hobby, but an escape. You know, I work pretty hard. I've got a couple of jobs. I juggle being a single dad and trying to keep fit and healthy amongst that. And, you know, when I just go out in the water, I don't recall what I think about even. It's kind of just like a mental break. And I think it's pretty important. It's kind of like therapy. You know, you go out, you have a great session, you don't think about things, and all of a sudden you come back a new man.
How long have you been hunting that therapy?
A fair while, probably since divorce.
Yeah, right.
A few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep. You said you were a photographer. You told me you had a DSLR. And you were, but then you got into this for some reason.
That's true. Had a DSLR as part of former life, I suppose. The DSLR stayed with my ex, and I guess out of stubbornness, I just refused to buy a new one since. So I've been playing around with the iPhone and the underwater photography with the Axis Go, and it's been great, you know, because it's just so simple.
And did you start from nothing, as in your Instagram account and all that sort of thing?
I started it pretty much the day my daughter was born as a kind of a photo journal, because I always liked photography, as kind of a daily thing of what I was doing that day since she was born. It's been pretty much 7 years of the same thing. And you can, you know, personally, I can go back 7 years worth of photos and have a look and recall like all those great experiences I've had, whether it was a surf or whether it was a day with my daughter, whether it was a coffee I'd had somewhere or a meal. You know, it's a personal photo journal. Some people like them, some people don't. Doesn't matter. But it's been going about 7 years, and for me, it was more of a photographic hobby than anything else.
Why did you upload it to Instagram? Why not some other platform?
I think at the time, I think Instagram was just taking off, and it was simple. I was kind of over Facebook. I didn't really like, you know, the Facebook concept, because being into photography and kind of snapshots, that suited me. So did that. You know, there's plenty of early days, plenty of my daughter when she was growing up and walking and all that sort of stuff. And now it's more sort of surf photography and sunsets and things like that. But it's just, it's kind of been my hobby, and it's kind of, you know, getting, forcing myself to go out and, you know, try and relax and, you know, find beautiful shots and beaches and underwater canopies and things like that. It's kind of a, like a daily challenge for me. But like I said, it's my hobby and I really enjoy it. I work my job around it. I'm always chasing a sunset or a storm or a sunrise or a something that's, you know, what's happening in Adelaide. I'm a keen weather forecaster. I follow the wind, you know, as a surfer, you'd know that. And, you know, you kind of work out what's the best option for the day and just go do it.
So every day you take a shot?
There would be very, very few days that I didn't take a shot, yeah. I'm very fortunate. I live very close to Moseley Square in Glenelg. So, you know, I've got one of the most photographed jetties in South Australia at my doorstep. But I do tend to spend a lot of time down south trying to find, you know, beautiful places. It just depends on the weather and the wind and what's happening for the day and how much time I got.
You get into my hood a little bit, don't you?
Beg your pardon?
You get to hood a little bit.
Yeah, Selick, one of my favourite little spots, you know, just down the road. Very calm.
Shh, we won't talk about it. We don't want people to go.
Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
It's not so good a kept secret anymore.
It's a beautiful part of the world.
It is a beautiful part of the world. What, mate, you know, when you're out there and you said it's like therapy for you, what are you trying to get away? What are you trying to get away from? Just everyday stuff or?
Yeah, look, I've had a tough couple of years. I've gone through divorce. You know, I've gone through depression. You know, my family, my mum and dad aren't well. You know, I don't see my brother much. My sister died of cancer. You know, like there's plenty of things that have gone wrong in my life, and I guess, you know, divorce is the most recent. And you try and get over that, and you try and find your place in the world, and you try and come to terms with, you know, who you are and all that sort of thing, and where you want to go. And I guess, you know, you get out there and it's just amazing. Like, it's very hard to describe, as you'd know. You know, once you're out in the water and you're ducking under waves that, you know, could kill a man, and or you know, you're trying to find beautiful scenery underwater and all that sort of thing, it's just, I don't know, for me it's the perfect stress relief and relaxation and mental break that, you know, other people do other things, but for me it's underwater photography and finding, you know, beautiful things that I can photograph. And I'm, you know, it's a never-ending challenge to do things better and better and better. And you look back at years ago and you think, oh, that was a great shot. And now you look back and you think, yeah, I could have done that better. So you try again, and it's a never-ending quest. But it's, you know, in some respects, that's a good thing, because, you know, if it was easy, well, then, you know, it wouldn't be so rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah, I liken it to cleansing, you know, letting the water wash away all your whatevers.
Yeah, good theory.
I'm a surfer first, photographer or water photographer second, but I get this one feeling when I paddle out, and it only lasts fleeting seconds, you know, but I get to that lineup and it doesn't matter who's around me or where I am. As soon as I make it and pick my spot and sit just for a couple of seconds, everything just is nothing else. I'm just clear. It's just clarity, like you said.
Yeah, it's very true. Only a surfer would know the feeling. And, you know, I've done more photography than surfing in the last couple of years. But even just sitting out the back, even if you're not catching waves, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just a great place to be.
Yeah. Well, some people think it's because we're from water anyway, you know, from water to water. You know, you're a water baby, that sort of thing.
Well, I grew up, even though I did – my hometown's Tamworth. We've spent our entire lives chasing the sea, my family, and I'm a Pisces, and, you know, grew up swimming clubs and carnivals and then surfing, and, you know, my whole life's been based around the ocean, and I'm very fortunate to live right near it, where I live now. And yeah, there's not a day that goes by I don't go to the beach.
Pretty fortuitous that you came up this weekend, and there was an event organised, albeit just a few crew. For a club announcement. What brings you up this way? Because I think that's a pretty interesting story. And really heartfelt, actually.
Yeah, well, look, I originally planned on coming up here as a relaxing couple of weeks off. I've had a tough year, and it seemed like a good idea at the time to come and have a break on the Goldie. Thought about it and thought I'd bring my mum and dad. My dad's not very well at all. He's pretty frail, and he's in a wheelchair, and it's, for us, it's probably the last hurrah. Like, it's very difficult to take him anywhere. My dad, when we were growing up, he brought us to the Gold Coast, family of five, for 4 to 5 weeks at December every year since we were growing up. And I don't know how we paid for it, because, you know, we were staying right in the heart of surface and all that. But
what did he do for work?
He was a sports journalist and also had a painting business. So he worked very hard, and then at Christmas time played hard. You know, we came up here and enjoyed the life, as many families did back then. But, you know, if I look back to my childhood memories, the majority of them are on the Gold Coast, you know, with my brother, with my sister, with my family, enjoying, you know, surface paradise like it used to be. It was just a wonderful time and great experiences and memories. So I thought we'd bring him back here and have a look at where we used to stay and some of the old haunts we used to hang around and reminisce a little bit. And it was a good opportunity. You know, I was in the car, bringing the car up. So, because he's in a wheelchair, it's very hard for him to do anything. So we brought him all the way up, and we can see him in the distance up there at Surface Paradise as we sit here down at Coolangatta. He's up there somewhere, but, yeah, just enjoying a bit of sunshine and reliving some memories, because, you know, I probably realised that it won't be too many more times that I see him. And, you know, I'll probably cherish these sort of moments. I can always come back myself, but, you know, I'm really glad and fortunate that I did.
Is he loving it?
He is, actually, although he's a mad cricket fan, so he's spending a lot of time on the couch watching the cricket, which ironically is in Adelaide.
Yeah. Oh, that's good that he's loving it, man. That's a pretty awesome story. You just packed him up and brought him down. Up.
Up, yep.
Having been from there, everything's down to me. Actually, having been from Northern Territory, everything's down for me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to a bit about your photography and, you know, the sort of gear you use, and because, you know, anyone that listens to this is going to be a keen photographer, and specifically a water photographer, and I dare say they want some tips on how to do it better and all that sort of thing. So, you know, why are you shooting with an iPhone? Why are you shooting with the Axis Go? Axis Go,
yep. Well, like I said, look, it's very expensive to get into cameras, especially with the DSLRs, especially with water housings, and I just haven't got back into it yet. Since being divorced, but I got to say, like, it's, for me, it's a hobby. I don't really sell my photographs, and using the iPhone, I have the 8 Plus with the housing for it from, Aquatech Imaging. They supply the Axis Go. Like, it's just so simple. I throw my iPhone in and I'll go for a snorkel, or I'll throw my iPhone in and I'll go and, you know, swim with a seal. Or, you know, you can do the over-under shots, which in South Australia, we're fortunate enough to have plenty of those. And I guess that setup is probably more simplistic than anything. Like, I could literally upload my shots from the water. I wouldn't regard myself as an amazing photographer. One thing I've always been good at is framing. And I think if you could take away a lesson as to how to, like, constantly upgrade your skills of probably framing photos better.
As in composition?
Yeah. Like, you know, so many photos you see have things in the background. I'm a little bit OCD with that sort of thing, but, you know, things in the background that probably didn't need to be there. If you just waited a bit longer, took us, you know, a couple of steps to the right or left or whatever, that sort of thing. I think, you know, the iPhones, the photos themselves are crystal clear. It's just a matter of framing it right, when that's all I have to do. And I think that's one of the skills I've always had, not so much, you know, being a fantastic photographer, but I've always had an eye for, like, what that looks like, a good shot.
Yeah, had a good eye for composition.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. And what is there any faults or things you'd like to see better with your equipment?
Wow, that's put me on the spot. The domes are acrylic, plastic, so, you know, you can't put the too much on them. You've got to really take care of them in terms of scratches and things like that. But, you know, if you take care of it, look, if you're entry level and want to get into water photography, it's a fantastic way because, I mean, everyone's got an iPhone.
Have you lost one yet?
Yep.
You've lost a phone yet?
No, I haven't lost a phone. I've lost a dome.
Oh, okay.
I was silly enough to put it down on Port Nalunga Reef, and a big wave came over and I had to retrieve it from the bottom, but it was scratched up beyond
repair.
Yeah.
Because that's the difference between acrylic and glass. You know, you're meant to be able to buff out acrylic scratches. Glass, once they're scratched, you can't use them. Plus, they're heavier. You know, I don't think there's many dome setups now that are glass.
Yeah, well, look. In ASEXCO's defence, I was pretty stupid putting that thing down on the reef when waves. I was actually photographing with my iPhone waves coming over the reef. So
yeah, tell us a story about your best experience shooting, man. Like, you know, you spoke about sharks are a big thing down there. Sharks are a big thing for all of us. As we met up this morning, I think it was one of the first things everyone was talking about.
Yeah, I wish they talked about it less. Look, I've got to be honest, I've never seen a shark in the water while I've been shooting.
No, but you did see something.
I've seen a few seals, and Second Valley, I was snorkeling with a friend there and a seal came into my peripheral vision, and I basically started shooting because I thought, well, I'm done. You know, like if someone finds my camera, at least they'll work out what happened. Because I thought I was gone, but it just was a curious seal that just did a couple of laps around us and then took off, thankfully.
Pretty playful.
Yeah, they are down there. I have a knack of attracting animals. I don't know why, but...
The vibe, mate, the vibe.
Yeah, maybe it is, but I'm always seen to get seal photos and animal photos, but thankfully it's never included sharks, so, and I hope it keeps that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen quite a few seals and they've all been salty and angry and, you know, bits of them missing and just not happy to have me in their environment.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's one that lives at near my place at Glenelg who's got one eye that's a bit grey and old, and he's angry. He's an angry, bitter old man, I think, but fair call. Like, you know, we're in the water with him, but...
He's probably watched all his fish stocks disappear.
Well, they're very cheeky. If you stand there and watch them, they hang around where the crab fishermen throw their nets in, and then they'll try and steal the crabs as they're getting towards them. They kind of let the buffet come to them. So they're not stupid.
No, they're not stupid. They're the dogs of the sea, though, aren't they?
That's right.
They're pretty intelligent animals. Any other marine life stories or anything, mate?
Well, Port Nalunga is my favourite little spot to go snorkeling, just because of the sheer number of fish there. Like, if, you know, I take my daughter there and it's just safe. There's a big reef there that protects the whole beach, and it's beautiful. It's like a big aquarium. I love that. That's just fish. You see dolphins go past. There's plenty of stingrays in South Australia. Pelicans and, like we said, seals. But yeah, thankfully I haven't seen any sharks yet.
Any safety steps or, you know, tips for people getting into this kind of field, because it's exploding. Wave photography, water photography, you know, at the entry, the barrier to entry is less than it used to be, and you know, I'm seeing it explode, especially on the Gold Coast and this eastern seaboard.
I guess, like, from where I come from, South Australia, it's very, you know, around Glenelg and Brighton and all that, it's very calm, it's very easy. I guess the big one here was this morning. You know, I've grown up as a swimmer and I'm usually pretty fit, but I've got to say, like, hanging out there with you boys this morning when the waves are a couple of metres, like the swell's up, you do need swimming fitness. And we were talking about that with Trav, and... yeah, it's quite important. You know, I guess you got to know your limits if you're going out and surf, because you want to get the best shots out there at the back with the best surfers and the biggest barrels and that sort of thing. But I think if you're going to do that thing, you got to be fit. And the current here is pretty big. There's a lot of sweep.
Yeah, you got caught in the sweep, didn't you? Yeah. I did warn you.
Yep. But it was good fun, though, and it just goes to show, you know, like a bit more fitness and that, you know, you don't have to worry about that sort of thing. But I hadn't done that for a couple of years, and that clearly showed this morning.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you got into it. You got a couple of days left. You can get into it every day.
Absolutely.
One of my tips is to try and, you know, I think everything fun is more fun when you share it with someone. So one of my tips is to try and shoot with someone.
Yep.
Whether that be, like, I'm coming from a fair bit of experience, landscape photography, seascape, you know, that sort of thing, auto photography, and I'm only just getting into this water stuff in the last, you know, year. But I've had a waterman's journey.
Yep.
Spent a lot of time around the water. So my tip is to, you know, try and get in the water with someone else.
I 100% agree with that because, like, today I might have looked at that and even questioned whether going out. But today, you know, swimming with a bunch of guys and, you know, there's always someone in sight and, you know, we're having a chuckle as a big set, you know, cleaned us up and that sort of thing, you know, you're 100% right there. Today's been a wonderful experience with you guys and, you know, I love following your stuff on Instagram and all that, but it was just something else to come up and swim with you guys. So, yeah, I 100% agree with you there.
Cool, man. Well, welcome to the club, mate. And I will follow you. Well, if someone wants to follow your work, where do they look you up?
So my Instagram is jase_hickson.
Do you want to spell that?
jase_hickson. I think my profile picture is just me on my skatey on a pink morning in Glenelg. And yeah, if they want to follow that, they can. But yeah, I'll definitely be following you guys. And from Byron all the way up the Gold Coast here, it's just seeing your photos is very inspirational. Each day I get up and think, oh yeah, I could probably do that if I went down to this beach and all that sort of thing. It's been very motivating for me, I can assure you.
Yeah, it's probably not my photo so much, but the rest of the boys, pretty good. Mate, pleasure to have you here, man. And all the best for your travels down there. I'll actually be trying to catch up with you when I get back for Christmas time, and we'll get out in the water.
You can introduce me to some of these sharks at Selix.
Yeah, I was going to say probably not down there too much, but we'll do something.
That'd be great.
All right, catch you, brother.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you for listening to the first episode. You can find me on Instagram at senseiodell, senseiodell, and you can find Jase Hickson at jase_hickson. If you have artists that inspire you and you want me to talk to them, please get in touch via Instagram. So until next time, I hope you get some bangers and go get some water on ya. You. Good app. Enjoy.